Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Mo Show. Today is going to be a bit different. Your host, Caleb, is not actually here. So I thought it might be fun to take that idea I had and make it into a reality. Rather than this episode being about a movie of the week, it will be about a TV show that I decide to talk about. Simple as that, just TV reviews rather than movie reviews. So, enjoy.
The Mo Show is brought to you by Anchor and viewers like you. Thank you so much for listening to our podcasts and listening to us ramble on about our favorite movies of the week and TV show news. If you would like to support us, please like, subscribe, follow, and listen in when we get more episodes going. If you would like to contact us or ask us any questions or leave suggestions for something for us to talk about, feel free to contact us. We can be found on Twitter, Instagram, or you can just email us. Thank you all so much for listening.
All right, so this is the meat of the episode. And today I do have a friend of mine here. He hasn't seen the show, at least not fully, that we'll be talking about. But it will be nice to have somebody else. Anyway, for this episode, I am your host, Cole Allen, and this is my buddy.
Hello, I'm James.
This is James. So, this episode will be talking about one of my personal favorite TV shows, Community. Now, if you haven't seen Community, it is on Hulu, and I highly recommend it. Also, I apologize for my voice. I'm a bit congested. My allergies are really bad. Sorry. But it is on Hulu. It is a sitcom. So if you like sitcoms, I definitely suggest it. It's different than any sitcom, though. It's not like the whole Friends, How I Met Your Mother, or what's that other one?
Along the lines of that.
Everybody Loves Raymond. Anything like that. It's not like those. It is set at the local community college in Greendale, Colorado. And it's about our main little college students creating a study group, but really they eventually become almost like a family of sorts. It's very wholesome, and it is just, it's from the mind of Dan Harmon. Great, great creator. I mean, his brain is insane.
It's definitely unique from the very small amount of scene just compared to all the other comedies. Like, it's it definitely has its own flavor,
which is nice. It's nice to see something like feel original.
Especially all the memes that spawned off of I can't remember his name, but he's like staring off into the classroom as everything's like on fire.
Okay, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the Troy,
yes,
played by Donald Glover, or, as many people know, Childish Gambino.
That's surprising. I never would have. I thought he would start. Yeah, I thought he would just start off straight into music, and then he like gradually went into the acting scene. But he started off pretty strong.
Yeah, he's good. But even in the show, he does a great job playing Troy. Really, really good job. Every actor in this whole show does a fantastic job, and one of my favorite characters is the Dean. I love Dean Pelton. He's so funny. And I am so glad that they made him a bigger part of the show once, it started moving on. But the episode you were talking about was one where they're all at Abed and Troy's apartment, and they're trying to decide who goes out and gets the pizza. So Jeff says, oh, well, roll a die for it. And he rolls it, and Abed's talking about how every role creates an alternate timeline.
Oh my.
So it goes through each of the different options that happen, and the one you're talking about is Troy. He goes and gets it. What happens is Annie has a gun in her purse, and it shoots Pierce in the leg. The apartment gets set on fire, and it's madness. Troy comes in, everything's on fire, people are going crazy.
People are dying.
And then he sees a little troll, which I'm not going to give more, but the troll has significance in this episode. If you haven't seen it, you won't know what I'm talking about. Go watch it. The whole thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I guess
don't
you
be
could,
like me.
You could skip season four. Nobody likes season four. I thought it was okay. Because season four, they actually got rid of Harmon.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, then they brought him back for five and six. So, even the characters call season four the gas leak year. So, I mean, the episodes are fine. It just didn't feel as good as Harmon's season.
It was just in those little bits of flavor here.
Yeah. But getting back into it, the characters, I think, from the beginning are great. And then especially towards the end, with their arcs and their changes, all of them are fantastic, except for Britta. Why? Why did they do what they did with her character? I did not like it. And I've heard the same thing from other people. Like, going from what she originally was with the first few seasons, like the anarchist, rebellious, like, trying to be an activist, I liked it. I wanted to see what they were going to do with it. And then they changed her into this, like, klutzy, does everything wrong, wants to be a psychiatrist.
That seems like a downgrade. Like,
yeah. It
like
just...
What happened to that evolution? It just kind of...
went backwards, almost.
Yeah. That seems like what a klutzy, you know, a klutz would evolve into, like an anarchist type
yeah.
of situation. But...
So, I personally did not like what they did with her, but everybody else was great. I mean, even the character send-offs fit so well. Once somebody like quit the show, like Chevy Chase, who's Pierce Hawthorne, a sexist, racist, homophobic old man. he's another one of my favorite characters. Him, Ken Jeong, who is Senor Chang, also known as Just Chang, also known as Kevin. More on that one later.
Known as quite a lot.
Yes, he goes by many things. Mentally insane, though, most of the time. And Abed,
yeah,
who is like the fourth wall breaking, everything's a TV show character, which is like one of the biggest refreshers to see. Like, you do have those fourth wall kind of characters, but seeing someone so invested in pop culture is nice, because it's unusual. It's different. You don't see that very often. Like, you do every now and then, like the nerd.
Yeah.
But not to the way that they've written this character, which I really enjoy. So, you have those two. You have Ken Jeong, which starts off as the Spanish teacher at Greendale, who gets fired because his Spanish degree was fake, who then becomes security at Greendale, takes it over and becomes... a Ben Chang dictatorship ran by a bunch of preteens who then gets Changnesia, as he calls it, and forgets who he is, so he goes by Kevin. Then becomes a student at Greendale after he remembers who he is.
Alright.
It's wild. His character is...
from villain to hero.
His character's all over the place. I mean, it's such a good character. Ken Jeong is so funny. I mean, in this, in The Hangover, and everything he's in.
Oh, God. Just...
Oh, and if you didn't know, Community's actually where that meme came from.
Which one?
The one where you see...
Oh,
Ken,
oh.
Where you go, ha! Gay! That's from that's from Community. I did not do that well enough. But that's from the show.
Well, yeah, I wonder why. You're too busy coughing up half a lung.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And then you have, like... what I would call the main character, which is Jeff.
Yeah.
He's the first one you see, and he's kind of like the one who the whole thing kind of follows throughout most of the show. Jeff is at Greendale because he was a lawyer, but his degree was fake.
Oh.
And he was a lawyer for a few years before he has to come to Greendale to get his degree so he can go back to being a lawyer. In Spanish class, he sees Britta, the anarchist, who, and of course, his first idea is, I'm going to smash.
Yeah.
So to get close to her, he creates the fake Spanish study group and expected only her to join, when in fact, more people joined. You had Troy,
yeah,
the ex-jock kind of idiot, doesn't really, not that smart.
That kind of character.
Still in love with himself. Pierce, which we already talked about. Abed, which we already talked about. Annie Edison, which is like, in high school she was an outcast. Braces, she got onto an Adderall addiction before she, got better. She's at community college, but she's really smart. She's like the do-it-all, know-it-all, super hard worker, plans ahead for almost everything.
All right.
And then you have Shirley, which is a divorcee with two kids, who's now trying to go to college so
that's
she can get
exactly
a business degree.
Shirley to be.
Right.
A divorcee, like 40-year-old wine mom, just trying to make it work.
But she also has a tough guy persona underneath her. Like, she'll go from being, oh, happy, that's nice, to, I don't even just say that to me, boy.
I imagine so.
Personally, it's nothing against her or Nicole Yvette Brown or her performance. That character never was one of my favorites. And I understand that she was integral to, you know, a lot of the episodes and a good plot device for some as well, but I did not like her nice voice. I preferred it when she got, like, kind of angry or annoyed. I liked that voice much more. The character, out of all of them, was probably the most uninspired.
Yeah.
Because you've seen it before. I mean, Harmon still pulled it out and did it differently. But it was still just, in my opinion, a basic character compared to the rest of them.
Yeah, just kind of like a last-minute throw-in that didn't exactly hit it off as well. So
but, I mean, she was good. She had her arc, and she left. And her exit kind of made sense, but just kind of almost came out of nowhere.
Really?
Because the way they did it is that she left school to go take care of some old detective who was in a wheelchair, suicidal. But she won't let him because she's Christian. But
can't have that.
Yeah. Pretty much.
You're gonna suffer, old man.
Jesus. Yeah, essentially. And the other character arcs and exits are really good, though. Annie does exactly what you think. She's gonna go to a bigger college, a university, by the end of the show. Spoilers if you haven't seen it. I'm sorry, there's going to be spoilers. Again, I said at the beginning, watch it first. It is so good. It is 6 seasons. It spawned the hashtag 6 seasons in a movie. And everybody's still hoping for that movie. Please let it happen.
I'm sure that would make tons of fans happy.
Oh, for sure. It's kind of long, but I finished rewatching it within, I think, maybe 2-3 weeks. Tops. Watching maybe 2 or 3 episodes a day.
You know, if it's that interesting, I'm sure there's plenty of people out here that would just binge it in an instant.
2 days, yeah. The exit for Donald Glover's character, for Troy, is, in my opinion, one of the best and most beautiful scenes I've seen from a TV show, especially a sitcom.
I pray it's coming from you.
Yeah. I have no emotions when it comes to watching TV or movies. You know that.
Yeah.
I was young when I watched The Boy in Striped Pajamas, probably too young to have seen that movie.
Yeah.
And it was sad, but I was like, oh, well, darn.
That sucks for him.
Yeah, that sucks for both of them. Oh, yeah, he shouldn't have gone into the concentration camp. But
I should have done that.
Yeah, so, you know, TV shows and movies never really can hit that soft spot for me, but Troy's exit and that connection between him and Abed is great, and it made me feel so good and bad at the same time. It was so good to watch, and I just felt so sad because it's like, no, why?
Boy.
There's no more Troy, yeah, but him and Abed were so close. I mean, they had their fake morning talk show. They were good friends. I mean, you wouldn't expect it from the way that Troy's character is, but him and Abed become super close.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And his exit is after Pierce's death in the show. Pierce gifts Troy with something that he wanted to do but didn't, which is a trip around the world on a boat.
Oh, wow. That's
and he said
nice.
To not come back until you finish that roundabout trip because it will push you into manhood. And Pierce's dad tried to get him to do it, but he didn't. He cheated it. And he always regretted it. And he doesn't want Troy to make those same mistakes. And one of Troy's heroes in the show is LeVar Burton. And Pierce even gets LeVar Burton to be on the boat with Troy.
That is badass.
It is. It's so cool, and it's such a touching moment. And it's amazing. I mean, the show does such a good job at grabbing you. And then crushing your soul with sad moments. But, I mean, it was so well done. Because the whole episode was, beforehand, the Floor is Lava game. And it was made up by Abed to try and keep Troy there for as long as possible. Because he didn't want him to leave.
Oh.
And you see, and you see through Abed's eyes, and the lava is real. Because it signifies either he has to let go, but he dies without him. But they, and of course, in classic Harmon fashion, they do such a good job at just reeling it back and being able to deal with that conflict in the Abed way. They clone him because he falls so Troy can win the game and be able to leave. So they clone Abed. It's clever, but it's such a touching moment. I mean, that whole episode is so good. Pierce, as I said, dies, you know. His whole thing just was that he was always tired. He would leave early before they were actually finished with the shooting of scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like 77, 87 years old.
Like, being that old and attempting to go through, like, the...
A TV show is much more difficult to deal with than a movie.
Yeah.
It requires so much more. And Chevy Chase is so old. But he still pushed through and he did it. But, I mean, everything that was going on, he had to leave.
Yeah.
Which I understand. It makes sense. But, you know, so they just say that he died. You find out how at the end of that episode, which was about him going through the will and giving everybody something. And every one of the characters received a canister of his freeze-dried sperm. And the reason he died is he masturbated himself to death.
Yes, he,
who else but Pierce?
Filled it in and
then. Yeah. There you go. But all of the characters are so good. They're so fleshed out. They're well done. The conflict in the episodes is resolved cleverly. I mean, the whole show is so fantastic, and I cannot praise it enough. However, there are some things for me. Of course, with every show, of course, with every show, you're going to have those episodes which are just a bit less than others. And this show does occasionally have the case of just the boring episode syndrome.
Yeah.
Where every now and then you come across an episode where it's just like, oh, okay. You kind of want to skip it. Like, it's not a bad episode. It wasn't poorly made. The story wasn't bad. It was just less interesting than a lot of other ones. Especially compared to, like, the paintball episodes, which are fan favorites. Those are all great. The grifting episode, which was actually in season 6, which I really enjoy. The alternate reality dice one is a good one. Like, there are just some episodes which aren't as interesting or fun to watch as the others, but that doesn't mean they're necessarily bad. And most of those, of course, come from season 4.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean,
at least they brought it back. You know, it's better than, you know, some shows.
Trying to, like most other shows, which
like
would have just said, go without him.
Like, you wouldn't know about this, but another popular show... Or it's not as popular anymore because of they recently let go an actor, American Gods. I don't know if anyone out here just watched it at all, but it's great. I personally love mythology, and like going through that show was just awesome. you know, looking at everything. The name of Anansi's actor escapes me at the moment, but he was just such a key component, in my opinion, to the show. He had this great speech that opens up, I want to say maybe season 2 or maybe season 1, but basically it goes along the lines of, you know, angry, get shit done, and you rarely hear that.
Yeah.
But I guess that isn't, you know, considering the current climate in the world, you know, they let him go because of that, and I hate to see that happen, because he had such great chemistry, like, with everyone else, and just, like, seeing his character interact with Anubis and Shadow Moon, and it sucks to see him go, and especially in such a lackluster way, he just doesn't appear at all anymore, so it definitely sucks. But at least, for Community, they brought him back and they realized their mistake.
Yeah.
So, good for them.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of chemistry, the actors, they have such a good chemistry with each other. I mean, all of them, they feel like they are...
Like friends.
Together. Like they are friends.
You know,
and like they have been
so
for years.
They have such a good bond.
They do such
good.
A good job in every episode. It works so well. But this show, as soon as I started watching it, it got me. It hooked me immediately. And as soon as I finished watching it, I think I gave it about 3 weeks before I rewatched it again. I wanted to be back. I wanted to be back in that show.
I would love to see Troy or Donald Glover's character, if as soon as he got done, you know, sailing the world and such, completing that trip, I would love to see him, like, as a character growth, just be like his, you know, his real life self and get into music. I feel like that'd be amazing.
That'd be a clever, you know, nod to the Donald Glover.
I don't know about clever, but you know,
it would be interesting. But
if you wanted to see him go down that route,
I'm trying to think. What else? One of the things I never understand is season 5, they tried to replace Pierce with a character called Hickey. Buzz Hickey. Ex-cop, hard ass. He's an aspiring cartoonist.
Yeah.
He was alright. I mean, he wasn't a bad character, but they got rid of him, and they never stated why for season 6. At least not in the show. I mean, maybe he wasn't received well by fans, but I didn't mind him as a character. I thought he was all right. But in season 6, they replaced him with Elroy Potashnik.
And that's a...
old black guy who's, like, super techie, but also, like, not hip with new stuff. He was better than Hickey. I liked the character more, so I was fine with it. But, again, they never explained what happened to Hickey in the show. Not that it's, like, that big a deal to me. It would have just been nice to see why he stopped.
Yeah, just, like, at least a tiny mention of a send-off. It always sucks when a character just...
goes.
He just, like, you know, he's not there anymore suddenly. Like, what? Yeah.
One of the things I will say that I'm actually really, really mad about is one of the best episodes, according to both somebody else who's watched the show that I know, and... you know, even some fans, is the first D&D episode with Fat Neil. It was, like they said, it was a really funny episode, and I never got to watch it because Hulu took it down.
It did? Oh.
Because Ken Jeong, Chang, was a dark elf, and he was wearing blackface.
Oh.
But from what I've heard from another person who's watched the show, Caleb, actually, he had said to me that it really wasn't even that bad compared to a lot of other ones that he's seen, so he doesn't understand why they took it down, which is annoying. Yeah, I've heard really good things about that episode, and I never got to experience it, sadly. But, you know, stuff happens.
Yeah, it may not, I mean, again... given the current climate, you know, things in the world and such, it's
just harder to not
offend
somebody.
I can see some people are, you know, offended, rightfully so, but it sucks that,
It's a show. It's a fake character pretending to be a fake race. It's not that bad, but you know, I can't say anything.
Yeah, just yeah.
But this show is so good. I mean, so many awesome, memorable episodes, funny characters, great dialogue, great chemistry. So much about this show is great. And if you haven't seen it, as I said, watch it. I spoiled a bunch of it for you. I apologize, but I'm not actually sorry. Your fault. Go watch it. If you like comedies, if you like sitcoms, you'll love this show. I guarantee it. If you like Dan Harmon and you've seen some of his other stuff, you will like this show. I guarantee you. And even maybe you're like me. You're not super emotional when it comes to TV or movies. This show will hit you in a soft spot at one point or another. I promise it will. And it's such a good time the whole way through. I mean, even season 4 wasn't the best. Still enjoyed watching it. So, go watch it. I highly, highly recommend this. One of my favorite personal shows. And if this episode does well, I might make another one of these. Because this was fun. I've got more shows to talk about, of course. And maybe even if it doesn't, I will. Because it's just fun. Anyway, we will hopefully see you guys for the next regularly scheduled episode of The Mo Show.